My name is Brooke, and I'm grateful to say that I am a senior at the University of Florida, planning to graduate with a bachelor's in science degree in microbiology by spring of 2019. And for my audio essay, I'd like to present my belief regarding personal contentment. As motivational speaker Tony Gatskin stated, to be content doesn't mean you don't desire more. It means you're thankful for what you have and patient for what's to come. Personally, I couldn't agree more. As a result of my past experiences, the life lessons I've learned so far along my 33-year journey, and the countless obstacles I've overcome in this thing called life, I'd like to present my belief. I believe that in order to obtain genuine contentment, one must live and practice a lifestyle which is characterized by gratitude and frequent acceptance of life's current circumstances. My favorite text we have studied this semester is This Is Water by David Foster Wallace. In this reading, Wallace introduced us to the concept of capital T truth and the idea that you get to decide how you're going to see it. You get to consciously decide what has meaning and what doesn't. This concept can be directly applied to my belief that genuine contentment can be obtained now, in the present moment, regardless of your current circumstances. I believe that contentment sprouts from seeds of gratitude and daily showers of acceptance of one's present situation. You must ask yourself, would I rather be content now, or would I rather continue to search for contentment in hopes to eventually, hopefully, obtain it later? The choice is yours, and yours alone. Fortunately, I have learned this lesson through personal experience, so I will candidly share part of my journey in hopes not to be judged, but rather to share my experience to teach others. Upon high school graduation, I embarked on my college journey to the University of Florida. By junior year at UF, I was experiencing serious depression and struggling with alcohol and drug addiction. Reluctantly, I made the difficult decision to take a medical leave and withdraw from the University of Florida to return home and seek medical attention and drug and alcohol treatment. After spending nearly 10 years courageously facing and eventually overcoming the biggest obstacle I've ever faced, I can thankfully say that I just celebrated 2 years clean from all drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. Today, my tangible goods are much less than what they once were, but I honestly feel happier now with less things than I ever felt before. Today, I'm grateful to be happy, healthy, and free. Today, I'm proud of myself and deeply honored that relatively soon from now, I will finally be able to say that I am a University of Florida graduate. Today, it is truly great to be a Gator, and I am content where I am and thankful that I am me.